Hey, what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner's Circle with me, Ray Diggs. Hey, listen, I have an amazing segment for you all. As you know all, tomorrow is the NFL, all right? I want to give you all the Winner's Circle, week 6, NFL picks. Hey, listen, let's go ahead and jump into this thing. All right, we got the Miami Dolphins against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This right here is two trashy teams, all right? This right here is the battle before the number one overall pick, all right? We got Trevor Lawrence versus Tua Tagovailoa, all right? What team is less trash? All right. What team is just a little bit less sorry? What team is just a little bit less trash, a little bit less garbage? I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins, all right? Just for tomorrow. The Miami Dolphins will beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. We got the Green Bay Packers against the Chicago Bears, all right? We got Aaron Rodgers versus Justin Fields. I got to go with Aaron Rodgers tomorrow. Even though I hope Justin Fields do good, I just got to feel in that the Green Bay Packers, they're on the roll right now. I'm picking them to win tomorrow game and move on to 5-1. We have the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Detroit Lions. I'm going to go with Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. This team right here is starting to catch his, starting to get a little bit better and better every game, all right? Joe, if he can protect himself and start learning how to slide, this team right here got a chance to be real dangerous with Jamar Chase at wide receiver. I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals to beat, win tomorrow and move to 4-2. We got the Houston Texans versus the Indianapolis Colts, all right? I'm going to go with the Houston, I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts. As you know, T.Y. Hilton will be returning tomorrow. That's another weapon for Carson Wentz. I think that the Indianapolis Colts, they're going to get this win tomorrow and move to 2-4. We have the L.A. Rams versus the New York Giants. I got to go with the Rams. The Rams are going to win tomorrow, and the Rams is going to win big and move to 5-1. We got Kansas City versus the Washington football team. As you know, Kansas City were pretty much beaten up on last week. I think that they're going to do a little bit. I think they are going to do a little more beating this week. And I think they're going to beat up on Patrick Mahomes and his Kansas City Chiefs are going to beat up on the Washington football team to move to 3-3. It won't surprise me if this Kansas City team reel off 6, 7, 8 wins in a row. Because if you look at their schedule, it's very favorable. They've already played all their hard teams. And maybe till like sometime next year, next month, I mean, they will, that is when they will have a hard game. So I expect for this team right here to pretty much dominate these next 5 weeks, this Kansas City Chiefs team. All right, we got Minnesota versus Carolina. I got to go with Minnesota. I think it's time for Minnesota to win a game. I think that they're going to win this game and move to 3-3 and knock Carolina to 3-3. We got the LA Chargers versus the Baltimore Ravens. We got Justin Herbert. We got Lamar Jackson. Man, who do I want to go for? I got to go with the LA Chargers. The reason why is because I just think Justin Herbert will make enough plays. All right. I think he will make enough plays to get this win, and he's going to move his team to 5-1. All right. And Baltimore will fall down to 4-2. All right. We got the Arizona Cardinals, the only undefeated team in the NFL, versus the Cleveland Browns. We got Kyler Murray, a Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma. We have Baker Mayfield, a Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma. These two pretty much played in college together. Baker Mayfield was the quarterback while Kyler Murray was on the bench. Now both of these two quarterbacks are starting quarterbacks in the NFL for their respective teams. And they both are leading a really good team. I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals to win tomorrow and move to 6-0. Even though they don't have Cliff Kingsbury, I think that they'll have enough because I'm going to tell you why. Because the Cleveland Browns do not have Nick Chubb. And I think it's pretty much balanced itself out. I think Kyler Murray and this Cardinals team will make just enough plays to win this game and move to 6-0 and continue to remain the only undefeated team in the NFL. We have the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Denver Broncos. I'm going to go with the Raiders. This right is the first game since the firing of John Gruden. I think that this team right here is going to be a team on a mission tomorrow. I think that this team right here is going to make a lot of big plays. I think they're going to pretty much let Derek Carr go. He don't have the pressure no more of his coach trying to replace him. So I think that this right here is the game where they're going to let him go. And I think that Derek Carr will put up monster numbers tomorrow. And I think that they will win tomorrow's game and move to 4-2. And they will knock the Denver Broncos to 3-2. Well, 3-3. All right, we got the Dallas Cowboys traveling to New England to face Mac 10 and the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick. I got to go with the Dallas Cowboys, even though I don't want to. But I just think Dallas right now, this team is clicking on all cylinders with Dak Prescott, that offensive line. You got Zeke running the ball. You have the defense playing a hell of, I mean, Trayvon Diggs is playing. This dude right here is playing at a superstar level right now. So I got to go with the Dallas Cowboys. And right now, the New England Patriots are a mess right now. They should have even lost last week to the Houston Texans. And I know the Houston Texans is a mess. So I can't go against the Dallas Cowboys, even though more I hate them. You know what I'm saying? But I got to go with them tomorrow to beat the New England Patriots. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys. We got the Seattle Seahawks without Russell Wilson against the Pittsburgh Steelers. As you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, he had surgery. As you know, Russell Wilson, he had surgery. Chris Carson, he's on injured reserve. So I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers. This team should win tomorrow, being that the Seattle Seahawks is so depleted. They just all banged up. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers to win tomorrow, even though it won't surprise me if Big Ben come out there and stink it up. But I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers to win tomorrow's game against the Seattle Seahawks and move to 3-3. Okay, on Monday Night Football, we got the Buffalo Bills. We got Josh Allen. We got the Tennessee Titans and Ryan Tannehill and the big back there in Derrick Henry. Okay, who do I think is going to win this game? Buffalo coming in at 4-1. All right, Tennessee's coming in at 3-2. All right, Buffalo coming off a hell of a win last week against Kansas City. I think they're going to continue this winning ways. I think they're going to beat this Tennessee team at Tennessee and move to 5-1. I just feel like that this Buffalo team is starting to figure out how dominant they can be. They're dominating on they have a hell of a defense. They have an explosive offense, and they're starting to put it together to cause it to be a team effort. And that is the reason why I think that this Buffalo team will win tomorrow on Monday and move to 5-1. Hey, thank you all again, man, for listening to another great segment of The Winner Circle with me, Ray Diggs. Hey, listen, thank you all for all the continued support. As you all know, I work a lot, so that's the reason why I've been, you know, haven't been updating you all on everything, but I'm back. I'm about to get ready to tell you all. I'm about to get ready to start my YouTube channel. I'm about to get ready to start it back up. It's about to be great things to come. I guarantee you all. Just stay tuned. Y'all know how I love sports. I like breaking down sports. You know, it's just a passion of mine. All right. So thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Winner Circle. Hey, peace. And everybody have a blessed night.